the license ACT and assistants unlicensed assistants. These employees can legally perform only limited tasks, typing, filing, answering phones. Licensed broker as assistants. The actual employment agreement for a licensed broker working as an assistant is made with the sponsoring broker of the firm and can only be compensated by the sponsoring broker. Advertising Regulations, Section 10 to 30. Advertising is expanded to include social media and digital forums. A sponsoring broker must include his/her business name and franchise affiliation in all advertisements. The sponsoring broker's name shall be at least equal in size or larger than the team names or that of the individual licensee. Blind ads are prohibited. Blind ads are defined as advertisements related to the sale or lease of any real estate, other real estate activities, or the hiring of other licensees that do not indicate the brokerage firm name. Blind advertisement is expanded to include electronic ads that do not provide a direct link to all the required disclosures. Do not indicate that the advertiser is a licensee. Offer only a box number, street address, or telephone number for responses. Designated managing brokers, manage an office, must advertise as designated managing brokers. All other managing brokers may advertise as managing brokers. In addition, pursuant to Section 10 to 40, every brokerage company or entity, other than a sole proprietorship with no other sponsored licensees, must adopt a company or office policy covering certain topics, including advertising ads prepared by licensees should at least include property for sale, licensee name, company name as registered with the department and company city state, and the city or area of the advertised property. All other ads a licensee name, company name as registered with the department and company city state. A licensee must never advertise in only his/her name. Always include the firm's name and address. Never advertise another sponsoring broker's listings without written permission. Always keep advertisements up to date and clear. Never create ads containing inherently misleading terms, such as company, realty, real estate, agency, associates, brokers, properties, property. Licensees must disclose to consumers their intent to share or sell consumer information that has been collected via the internet or any other means of electronic communication. This disclosure must be conspicuous and timely. Social media and text. Social media has opened up opportunities for people to communicate with others and grow their business. Social media has changed the way real estate professionals get information out to their clients. Marketing properties through social media allows real estate agents to reach their sphere of influence, SOA, and inform clients. Social media also allows agents to market themselves and grow their business. Social networking platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter allow agents to reach a wide range of traffic and provide useful information. Posting of events such as showings, new listings, open houses, closings, and any other real estate activities should be done daily. When texting information to clients, agents must be careful about terms or abbreviations that can be misunderstood or using language that can alienate others. Agents should be careful about posting sharing personally identifiable information for the confidentiality of their clients. Licensees advertising via the internet or other forms of electronic media are forbidden to employ deceptive or misleading URLs or domain names. Frame the website of another real estate brokerage or multiple listing service without permission or with the intent or effect of deceiving the consumer, and use keywords or other such tools to mislead consumers or deceptively guide or engage internet traffic. Advertising on the internet. Ads prepared for the internet must adhere to the following. An internet ad must include proper identification, licensee name, company location, and geographic location of property. E-correspondence, bulletin boards, or e-commerce discussion groups require licensee name, and company location. Links to listing information from other internet sites are permitted without approval unless the website owner requires approval for links to be added. Any such link must not mislead or deceive the public as to the ownership of any listing information. As with other advertising, internet sites are to be updated periodically and kept current. In internet advertising situations, the rules do not allow Advertising a property that is subject to an exclusive listing agreement with a sponsoring broker other than the licensee's own, without the permission of and identifying that listing sponsoring broker, and failing to remove advertising of a listed property within a reasonable time, given the nature of the advertising, after the earlier of the closing of a sale on the listed property or the expiration or termination of the listing agreement, painting a true picture. Licensed real estate agents must present a true picture in advertising and representation to the public, including URLs and domain names. The National Association of Realtor Registered Code of Ethics states, "Realtors shall be honest and truthful in their real estate communications and shall present a true picture in their advertising, marketing, and other representations. Realtors shall ensure status as real estate professionals is readily apparent in their advertising, marketing, and other representations, and that the recipients of all real estate communications are or have been notified that those communications are from a real estate professional. Advertising must contain all the information necessary to communicate to the public in an accurate, direct, and readily comprehensible manner. Phone book listings. Licensees must not place their own names under the heading real estate in a telephone directory or otherwise advertise their services to the public through any media without also listing the business name of the sponsoring broker with whom they are affiliated. This rule is consistent throughout all advertising media. Selling your own property. Selling or leasing your own property or a property in which you have an interest means you, as a licensee, must use the term broker-owned or agent-owned in all advertising and on listing sheets. If the real estate firm's sign is used in the yard and the firm's services are being used, then having the agent-owned or broker-owned notation on the sign itself is not necessary. However, all written materials, listing sheets, ads, internet ads, still must carry the broker-owned or agent-owned notation. The Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000 provides that no matter how one lists an agent-owned property by owner or through a real estate firm, the agent must take care not to confuse the public. Finally, it is possible and permitted by the department to list your own personal real estate with a firm other than the one at which you work, if you so desire and if your sponsoring broker approves. A licensee must always disclose agent-owned. Place agent-owned on the home sign if FSBO. If a licensee advertises to personally purchase or lease real estate, disclosure of licensee status is required. Compensation and Business Practice, Article 10. Section 10-5, a licensee may not receive compensation from anyone other than her sponsoring broker. In turn, sponsoring brokers may compensate only licensees whom they personally sponsor, including licensed brokers working as personal assistants. The one exception is a former licensee now working for another sponsoring broker, but who is due a commission from work completed while still at the first firm. Sponsoring brokers may directly compensate other sponsoring brokers, as in a cooperative commission arrangement for the listing broker to pay commission to the firm with the buyer. Section 10-10, disclosure of compensation is a significant issue. The Act holds that clients must be made aware of compensation, source of compensation, and the sponsoring broker's policy on sharing commission with cooperating sponsoring brokers. If compensation is being issued to an agent from both buyer and seller in one transaction, this must be disclosed. Any third-party compensation must also be disclosed. If a licensee refers a client to a service in which the licensee has greater than 1% interest, title, legal, mortgage, the interest must be disclosed. Section 10-15, it is illegal to compensate unlicensed persons or anyone being held in violation of the Act. To sue for commission in Illinois, one must be a licensed real estate sponsoring broker. Funds from sellers or buyers always go through the sponsoring broker. He is the only one who issues compensation to brokers, managing brokers, residential leasing agents, or licensed brokers working as personal assistants working under him/her. No licensee may pay a referral fee to an unlicensed person who is not a principal to the transaction. A licensee may not request a referral fee unless reasonable cause for payment of the fee exists, a contractual referral fee arrangement. Section 10-15 also states that a licensee may offer cash, gifts, prizes, awards, coupons, merchandise, rebates or chances to win a game of chance, if not prohibited by any other law, to consumers as a legitimate approach to garnering business. Additionally, it is perfectly legal to share commission compensation with a principal to a given transaction. It now is legal for a sponsoring broker to pay a corporation set up by the licensee, rather than the licensee directly, if desired. They cannot sell under the corporate name, they must sell under their own name. The law allows formation of an entity to receive licensee compensation from the sponsoring broker where licensee is sole owner, or licensee spouses sponsored by the same sponsoring broker are owners, or licensee and unlicensed spouse are owners of the entity.